From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Randy Shannon from Critical Health News joins us to give us some tips on staying healthy. Here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. They've got a staff there taking notes to what Dr. Randy says. And so if you miss it, you can call them and they'll tell you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And also the website to go to quite often is criticalhealthnews.com. Back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Dr. Randy Shannon, author, speaker, naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. She's a chief spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. And here she is on Coast to Coast. Dr. Randy, welcome back.
So great to be back. How you doing, George?
Great. Looking forward to this. We get so many emails after your performance on the show. Thank you for what you do.
Yes, love it. I'm super glad. And, you know, for the audience, I'm here to help, not only here on the live calls, but outside of this. I'm one of those few doctors that actually holds the client's hand all the way through. So, you know, it's pretty rare and special what we're doing here, George.
We take calls earlier when Dr. Randy is on and Ben Fuchs and Doc Wallach pops up. So come on and get ready to make calls pretty soon. You have a book called Tongue Tales about animal tongues. Tell me about that.
I do. I wrote this for children. So, you know, we could start to educate people early on. When I talk to adults, they think and say almost every single time I take them on as a client, like, I never knew to look at my tongue. I never thought that that crack meant anything. And so I thought it would be very smart to start educating at a young age. And the book is just kind of fun and whimsical, where I have the kids looking at the animal world. And then at the very end of the book, I'm encouraging them to go look at their own tongue in the mirror. So we're just starting that education. And, you know, even the audience here, you know, doesn't really ever think about it. And George, you would be absolutely shocked at some of the tongues I see in my practice, where I do look at the face, tongue, and fingernails, and the craziest things I see, and people are just walking around with that. And that meant something.
And people are just sticking their tongues out at you, Randy. Boo.
You know, it's if I show up at a club here in Miami or something, my friends always introduce me. Hey, have you met Dr. Randy Shannon? She's an expert at looking at tongues. It's really more than that. But yeah, people do it all the time. It's hilarious.
How did you get involved in health issues?
Well, I, straight out of high school, worked for a nursing home, and I really took great pride in what I did and just loved caring for the elderly. And I think, you know, when my grandfather used to take me into diners as a small kid, of course, all of his friends were up in age. And so I just always had this, you know, I just really felt like I clicked with them. So then I went and worked in a nursing home and took great care of those people. And then life happens, went on, got married, had kids, et cetera, but always had a passion for the holistic ways. And so just came back to it later in life, had been in health and nutrition, but then I went and got credentialed and became a naturopathic doctor while in school. Realized that I really had a thing for the face, tongue, and fingernails. And so that was really the path I went down. And I'm so glad that I did that because in my opinion, and really in my experience, what I do where I look at the face, the tongue, the fingernails, other marks of concern on the body is the best way to figure out what is going on with a person's organs. And then you couple that with the knowledge that I got with Dr. Joel Wallach, legend, who's been on your show so many times. I work with him, who really did all the cures in the animals first and then brought the remedies over to the people. So it's such a perfect match when I'm looking at somebody and I know in my sleep what the remedies are. So I just kind of pair that all together, hold the client's hand, and get them to the finish line of feeling so much better, helping to reverse all of their issues.
Good for you. What does it mean, Randy, when fingernails grow faster than they normally would have?
Well, they definitely have been taking their nutrients because, you know, you'll have stunted growth if not. So somewhere along the line, you're getting some minerals or some extra calcium, magnesium, silica, just all the different things that helps to make them grow.
What are fingernails? To me, it's just like dead cells, but they grow.
Yeah, it's just another part of our body. I mean, they have purposes. If you think about it, if you got to pick at something, pull at something, but they're just a really strong protein called keratin. And, you know, that is the main material that makes up our hair and even the outer layer of our skin. And fingernails, you know, they're more than just a protective covering. They actually help us with, you know, sensitivity. You know, since the fingertips are rich in nerve endings, you know, they help with even fine motor skills like picking up small objects. So they, you know, they have a purpose.
Can you imagine the complexity of the human body and the fact that, let's say our creator did this, forgetting almost nothing? I mean, eyes to see, nose to smell, ears to hear, a mouth to talk and eat, fingernails so you can do work. Who would come up with this stuff?
Only our creator. Only.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. It truly is. And it's our job to make sure it works.
And that's what I'm here for, is to help people and you to help get it to it. I mean, it's not all UFOs, George.
Only half the show, that's all.
Exactly. You know, I was listening to you talk at the top, and you were talking about cesium and the shrimp and, you know, just all these things that are going on. And, you know, that's a scary thing, but I think it's been out there for a long time. And, you know, that and other toxins couldn't really even get a space in our body if we were healthy. So, you know, we have very specific things that feed the thyroid. And cesium and these other toxins, they're just competing for space in the thyroid in the body. And so when we feed our body the right things, these imposters can't even take over.
Randy, what is your definition of cancer?
Basically, if you just wanted to summarize it in one liner or one sentence, it's just basically cells that are now growing abnormal for any number of reasons.
And they were once healthy cells, right?
They were, yes. They were. And they got an opening. And it, really, the openings only, in my opinion, happen when the immune system is down. You know, if people can all understand, let's say, shingles, and the medical community will say, well, you know, it happens more often, or it's an elderly thing. And at the end of the day, really, everybody harbors this in the body. It just lays dormant, this or other things. And it lays dormant until the immune system has dropped enough to where it can now rage and take over. And that's how a quote-unquote elderly gets shingles. If their immune system was up, it would stay dormant. It really. So I don't personally believe in getting a shot for something like that. I just believe in keeping the immune system up and let it do its fight.
Well, with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com, we will be taking your calls very soon. And all of next hour as well. So jump aboard and check in with her about any specific ailment you have, a friend has, or somebody you care about. I can't tell you how many people that you and your staff have helped, Randy, with advice on supplementation. It's been truly remarkable.
Thank you. I do love what I do, and I don't want anybody suffering. So they don't have to sit in your audience and suffer. We can help.
When people find out who you are and what you do, Do they inundate you with questions?
Yes. Yes. And that's okay. That's okay. We do have consultations. You know, not everybody, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's kind of expensive to get with you. Well, that must mean you're going for my Ferrari package. I do have consultations and everything in between. So it's very reasonable. And for what I do, where I do look at body parts and things, I'm still less than the average medical doctor and even a lot of the naturopaths that are out there that you're not getting remedy from.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, when he's on, kind of questions the use of drugs to help people, even though he's a pharmacist. What do you think? I think a mixture of both sometimes works well.
Okay, so when people are taking prescriptions, there's just basically bad stuff in everything. They're always going to have a side effect. There's not one drug or pharmaceutical that I have ever heard of that didn't have a side effect. So why not take the nutrients that don't have side effects?
Can you do both?
I mean, you can. I work with people that do both. And, you know, one of the main focuses is to, you know, help somebody to get off of those pharmaceuticals by building the immune system up, take blood pressures or blood sugar issues. You know, Dr. Wallach's been on here potentially hundreds of times talking about even diabetes type 1. Most of them are misdiagnosed because they're going to catch that at birth. So anything after that, in my opinion and my experience, has been a misdiagnosis.
What is the difference between diabetes type 1, type 2, whatever those numbers are?
Basically, if you are taking metformin and that's working, you're a type 1. If the metformin stops working, they start to put you on the insulin, and that takes it next level. And they say that, you know, the pancreas flat isn't working at all. And I just personally don't buy into that because we've had people that were considered type 1 and put immediately on insulin that we've helped them get off of that completely. It's a little more work for a type 1. And it's a lengthier process typically, but also the diet has to change drastically. So when we're talking about getting off of wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, buckwheat, it's for a reason. And it's because those things are like wrecking balls that go down through the digestive system. And when they make it to the small intestine, they do wreck it. We're supposed to have trillions of these grass-like structures in there. And when you eat those foods, even if you think it's not hurting you, if I took a look, it's not going to be pretty in there.
We're going to come back with Dr. Randy Shannon and start taking your phone calls with her. The toll-free number to call for assistance is 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance to get information in case you miss it when she tells you on the radio, 1-855-949-7234, and we'll take calls with her next hour as well. It's got to be very satisfying for you, Randy and Ben and Doc, when you do these things.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly don't know if there's anything greater. I really don't. So much satisfaction in the things. You know, for example, I was on with a client today who came to me 6 months ago, and she has a rare blood issue, and she was slotted to have a bone marrow transplant this fall, and they literally just told her, we're going to put that on hold. You don't need that right now. And she was already on the calendar. They took her off.
That's amazing. What has been the most satisfying aspects of what you do?
I think, you know, just helping to extend life. Even, you know, when, you know, we all pass at some point. But, you know, I've had a son, a grown man, tell me it was your protocols that helped me have, when my father was on his hospice bed, you gave me another summer of life with him that would never have happened. And they were able to have that time spent together that, you know, was not in the cards through the system he had been using. So while we couldn't pull him out fully, we did help to extend, and he got, you know, more memories with his family. And I think that's, it's about extending and giving quality to what we have as far as this life. We only, you know, we're here once, as far as I know. Okay. You know, I hear all kinds of things, but I'm here in the flesh. This is what I know. And so I want it to be as quality as possible, not going into it with aches and pains and agonies. And statistics are, if you don't take care of yourself, the last 3 to 5 years are exactly that. So, you know, I'd much rather just go in my sleep peacefully when it's my time.
That seems to be the calmest way to go, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
No pain, nothing.
Yeah. Just, you know, maybe everything just eventually got tired. But I don't want aches and pains, and my goal is to help people to not have those as well.
You ready for some calls?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Let's start with our friend Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Welcome to the show. Hi, Harry.
Well, hi there, George, Randy. I have a friend who is in her 90s, and she has rheumatoid arthritis. It's so bad that they have to pick her up and put her in a wheelchair and take her outside. I know that's not God's way to go, and I want her out of that thing. I want her to have a good life the years that she has left. So what can you tell me?
Well, I can tell you that these people will medicate somebody forever with rheumatoid arthritis. And rheumatoid arthritis, when you kill the pathogen off, it's just arthritis. And, you know, most medical doctors will argue that, but for her to have been diagnosed with rheumatoid or RA, they would have done some sort of a test. But the thing is you can kill off that pathogen within 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. Okay. And you're taking an antibiotic. The medical doctor has to give that. I do not prescribe. So they would have to get the medical doctor to prescribe something as simple as tetracycline or another one called minocycline, which is, you know, what they give to typically teenagers that have a lot of acne. Now, I actually am not in agreement with that, but that's the way it's been used over the years. So the dosing is approximately the same as what they'd give a teenager that had acne. And then you've killed off the pathogen, and they need to test for that. And it'll be a blood test. And then once that's killed off, then we're only dealing with the arthritis. And I've never had somebody that had arthritis that we couldn't help massively. So, you know, the team can set you up with our bone and joint pack. Yes, it's going to make somebody a little gassy. It can bloat them out a little bit. Temporary side effect to get the healing done to the aches and the pains, whether it's in the hands, the hips, the shoulders, doesn't matter. And then I would throw in a few other things. The team needs to set you up with our glucose product. We have all kinds of amazing things for the bone and joint. We have an MSM, outstanding. And we have bone builders. We have all kinds of things. And, you know, one of the things, since I have you on here, you know, we talk about that team. George mentions that team that will take those calls. That team is fantastic. And, you know, it's important to get it through the team, because if you're going to other outside sources, you know, you're probably getting something that's been sourced out of China. It's cheap. There's low oversight on that. There's a lot of factories here in this country where they say, well, you know, it's you know, manufactured in the USA. They're just white labeling a, you know, boatload of raw material that came out of China, which I just got done saying was cheap and has low oversight. And they put glutens, they put soy, they put, you know, different things like silicon dioxide. There's just different things that they're putting in there, cheap, upfront. You might look like you're saving money. And even things that are bought on Amazon, they copy the labels to a T. That's why you want to get it from the team, because I can tell you the company that, you know, we're promoting, they don't advertise on Amazon. So you need to get it through the team so that you can trust the source and the supplier and the traceability. You want it direct out of the warehouse where it's air temperature controlled, no fillers, no junk, no gluten. And it's formulated for absorption so that the body can actually use it. Okay. So call the team. They'll help to get you set up. If it's something she's been suffering 30, 40, 50 years, remember what I said. You have to kill off the pathogen. She doesn't need to suffer like that.
Not at all. Actor Matthew Perry died of a ketamine overdose. How do prescription drugs kill you like that?
Well, first of all, I mean, have you ever, George, seen a study where they talk about the basically the side effects of what these do?
They're horrible.
Well, most of the time you won't even see, they won't say, oh, well, it doesn't work with this. It doesn't work with this, or this is what the side effect is. And a lot of the side effects of these prescription drugs can cause seizures, confusion, hallucinations, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, nausea. I'm thinking of a client right now where constantly tired, nauseated all the time. I looked at the side effects of the drugs he's on, and they are the actual cause of it. So, in severe cases on certain things, it is coma or death, or, you know, just complete respiratory failure, which also is coma or death at the end of the day. So, I would never touch ketamine. I don't let a prescription drug touch my body. I'll just say it like that. And if I ever did need something, it would have to be in some sort of an emergency situation. That would be a temporary.
What about a baby aspirin?
I mean, why take that when you can take nutrients with a better effect?
Next up, John in Wisconsin's with us. Hey, John, go ahead, buddy.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Randy. I will be brief so others can get through with their pertinent questions. Dr. Randy, as much as we miss Doc Wallach, you're doing an admirable job of sailing the ship. Great to have you aboard. My second comment is, in life, the most difficult or one of the most difficult things to do is change the comfort zone you're in. And it can be a miserable comfort zone. You could be overweight, lethargic, have other issues. But it seems sometimes easier to stay in that miserable comfort zone than to make a change. And then psychologically, I think we accept that miserable comfort zone as being the norm. It took me until I was 62 years old to figure out the advantage of nutrients. And through the wisdom of Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben, 6 years ago, I got on the longevity program. And I'm blind, but people tell me I look good. I certainly feel good, and I look forward to each day ahead. So I just wanted to give a little shout-out to the good people that listen to the wonderful Coast to Coast program, that if you're in that miserable comfort zone I was in, make a change. Listen to the wisdom of the new voice of Reason for Nutrients, and that's Dr. Randy. And Dr. Randy, thank you. Again, welcome aboard. And, George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much.
Nice. Thank you. I did study with Dr. Wallach for the last almost 20 years. So I've been there with him. I've been at conferences. I've heard every lecture. I've read and bought every book. But I had the beauty of doing so many shows with him side by side, things that we haven't even released yet that are just amazing things, conversations between me and Dr. Wallach. And he was, and still is somebody that I can just, he's been a mentor, and I can just pick up the phone and say, hey, Dr. Wallach, what do you think about this? And we have amazing conversations about these things. So it's fun.
Guy. He's taken a hiatus for who knows how long, but what a great guy.
Exactly. Thank you.
Next up, we've got Joe in Boston. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. And thank you, John, for calling. My buddy from Wisconsin called. I know he'll call me after.
Indeed.
Dr. Randy, I'm blind and I have cancer. It's getting worse. There's a clinic in Tijuana which helps people even they don't have money, the Hoxie Clinic. It's a long story, but they got thrown out of the States and he was arrested. But they use, is there any way I could give my number to Gina or your number? Oh, she's going to send me, and you would talk with, maybe you can help me because I have very little money. alone, no family. I just sent George an email. I hope you're one of those doctors. Most of them just grab, as you said earlier, in the nursing homes. I have cancer. It's getting worse, prostate cancer.
The team can absolutely, connect you.
Gina, get his number. Give it to Dr. Randy if you do that. A lot of people with ailments.
You know, we have a cancer client, and I've actually posted it on social media in the last week. You know, I don't always get the testing and things, but this gentleman, if I remember right, this one was a liver cancer, and they had already cut half his liver out once, chemo, radiation, all of the above, and they said they had it. Well, then they said it came back. And so he sent me a graph the other day of when he started working with me, which his graph started in early 2024. And the cancer, if you can just picture like an L, you got the top and the bottom, goes straight up and then out to the right. His cancer number was straight up at the top of the L. And when he started working with me, you could see the numbers come down, 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 and then they went straight out to the right to complete the L. And they are now declaring him cancer-free.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it was just working with me and using our protocols. I did a face, tongue, fingernail analysis on him. I could see where the possible openings were for him to even get the cancer. You know, different organs that were in trouble. So you just boost the immune system for those types of things. And then you also, you know, I bet back in the day, and I don't remember from my questionnaire with him, but, you know, peanuts are terrible for the body. And because it's a ground nut, so it sits on the ground, collects a lot of moisture, and creates a mold that's super toxic to us.
And I love peanut butter, Randy.
Oh my gosh, I do too, but you got to switch. You got to go to maybe an organic almond butter, you know, any other nut, but it's like cashew is from a tree. That's better. Okay. Anything from the ground sitting in moisture, not okay. And that can kill us. And it does contribute to liver disease. So people got to clean that up and just throw those away. And don't eat the last jar just because it's still in the cupboard. Just pitch it. Get rid of it.
Pitch it? Really?
Yeah. Get rid of it.
It's brand
new.
It's
no good to anybody. Yeah, exactly. It's no good, though, to anybody. Don't even feed it to the dog. You'll kill the dog. So let's not. Just pitch it.
Yeah. Animals don't eat peanut butter, do they?
No.
Or chocolate?
Nope. Got to keep those away in abundance.
What do you think of green tea?
I like green tea. Yeah. Most of the teas, in fact, I didn't write the book, but there's a book out there called Cancer Hates Tea. Now, I will say I don't believe for one second that tea is going to cure cancer, but I will say it's very beneficial. So I have clients, you know, drinking teas all the time. Dandelion tea is a fantastic tea.
Do you know the name Edgar Cayce?
Yes.
He was a genius when it came to psychic readings for health purposes. And he came up with all kinds of remedies that are still being treated with people.
Anyone in particular for Edgar?
Not necessarily. I mean, he touched on everything. Truly remarkable.
Yeah. I have read things out there about him. I pretty much study anything and everything, and including all new studies that come out regarding cancer, because that's one of the most common type of client that comes to me, and we have amazing success. I also, and I've stated it on your show before, love the kidneys. Kidneys are resilient. They recover quickly. So kidney diseases, kidney failure, even if someone's at 3%, they're on dialysis, I have 1,000% hope for them because we've helped to pull them off of it.
We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon from CriticalHealthNews.com and take another hour of phone calls with you on Coast to Coast AM.